Only widely scattered afternoon and evening storms. They will be limited in number. The high temperature today, right around 94. Tonight's low 73. Tomorrow, high temperature around 93 or so. Scattered storms around. A little bit better coverage. Then Saturday and Sunday with high temperatures in the low to mid 90s. Thunderstorms a little bit more numerous. Still random, but there'll be more storms on the radar roaming around. Then next week, first week of July, look for more intense heat with triple-digit heat indices. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
News Network, I'm Andrew James. Former Alexander City Mayor Don McClellan has died after having a heart attack. He was currently serving as the city's economic development director. He was 74 years old. Hoover police are investigating a deadly shooting at the Galleria Mall. Hoover authorities say a man was found shot and killed on the fifth level of the mall's parking deck. Police are investigating what led up to the shooting. No one is in custody at this time, but the city of Hoover says there is no threat to the public. And Millbrook Police will see an equipment upgrade thanks to a grant from Governor Kay Ivey's office. The $4,000 grant will be used to buy vest carriers. The vest will lighten the load on officer waist belts, giving them more mobility in the field. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet, or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A father and young daughter face down in South Texas's Rio Grande after they both drowned trying to cross into America.
Cuba Gooding Jr. was in court here in New York City, accused of groping a woman in a bar, asking the judge to dismiss the charges.
A new flaw is discovered in the 737 MAX that could keep the jets grounded even longer.
Deadly shark attack, taking the life of an American woman who was on vacation.
President Trump irate at the news that Robert Mueller will testify before Congress.
It's a disgrace.
A 13-year-old boy from New Jersey is charged with assault after allegedly punching out a 35-year-old woman.
The brutal attack on 35-year-old Veronica Ruiz Vasquez last Wednesday left her with fractures to her face and nose.
The first Democratic debate in the 2020 race for president.
It's our first chance to see these candidates go head-to-head.
Who is this economy really working for?
This economy has got to work for everyone. We need to make sure that women are paid what they deserve.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card, $50 gift card from Fresh Market. then any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. A couple of things here. I'm still taking suggestions of what days we should mention to Fresh Market for doing the ribs for next week, for 4th of July week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, any combination of those or all of those, call me at 272-9228 and let me know. Right now it seems to be Tuesday and Wednesday seems to be the preference. We're going to people who call us and tell us, we're going to put your name in the hat. And we're going to draw for a cooked slab of ribs on Fresh Market. So you win a free slab of ribs. And also we have two $50 gift cards to give away from Sweet Creek Farm Market. We'll do that, I guess, on Wednesday before.
Yeah, big week. Big week for the holiday.
That is going to be a big week. The 4th of July show is always fun to do. Okay, let's see. Let's see. We kind of beat that horse to death here. Let's go to Hannity. How did I do this? Let's go to John Solomon first on Hannity last night, talking about Samantha Powers.
We go back, just like Executive Order 12333, where we know the increase, there was a frenzy of activity last week. Right. To impose on the new administration rules that the Obama administration did not impose on themselves, and that would be the sharing of raw signal intelligence with 17 agencies and not three. And now this particular case, a 350% increase in unmasking of American citizens in 1 year, 2016, an election year, why?
Samantha Powers, a big reason why, because it was her name, her authority that was used to justify those unmaskings. But remember, Congress has not been able to solve this riddle. Samantha Power claims she didn't ask for most of those unmaskings, and she doesn't know whether it was her staff or other people who did it in her name. That shows a looseness in the system, a disregard for American privacy that should concern us all. But I think at the heart, you know, Jay Sekulow's group did such a great job fighting this two-year lawsuit to get these records. You see three things. One, you see a clear animus against Trump. And no prohibition about expressing politics or engaging in politics under government email. The same thing we saw with Stroke and Page. But here's the more troubling thing. You see in that November 9th through January 20th period, the period of the transition when the president-elect is preparing to take over, an overt effort by Samantha Power, her inner circle, to use the wheels of government to try to thwart or shame Donald Trump. They're talking about turning his immigration policies against him, maybe doing it in an interview with 60 Minutes, giving a speech at a naturalization ceremony to try to call attention to the differences with Trump's policies. They're acting like a campaign. They even have an Oppo research operation that's pulling Trump's clips and then saying, hey, we can use this in the speech. And the final act that Ambassador Power does is she gives a speech 3 days from the end of the Obama administration, and it's designed to portray Donald Trump as soft on Russia. We know that's not true, given the sanctions that have now been imposed on Russia, but the whole effort of building that Russia narrative on the way out of the door, thwarting the president, harming his reputation, it's all being done, and it's being done at taxpayer expense.
Okay, now, when we get into some other clips here, you're going to find, and he gave the dates from the election to the inaugural, and that was during the transition. And what you're going to pick up is that 200-300-plus people were identified as unmasked, and a whole bunch of those were transition people. Now, I went back just to check my memory, and all of a sudden I remember there's this, all these big stories about leaks within the transition. And one of them was Chris Christie. And Chris Christie actually got confronted with his own form that he had put together for President-elect Trump. And he got confronted with that for him being selected. How would he answer his own form? Now, how in the hell did they get a copy of that? Now, it was believed that that was happening within the transition. But remember, the transition was not a big group of people. It was by standards of transition, it was a very small group of people, mainly made up of family members and very trusted friends. If you remember, the guy who was the head of the transition was Mike Pence, but then Chris Christie was kind of the pseudo-operational person, and then they let Chris Christie go. Why? Because all of a sudden, there was something that came out about him that they basically, it was a kind of a combination of Jared's dad going to jail, and Chris Christie is the one that sent him, and then things that Chris Christie was saying off mic about how disorganized the Trump operation and Trump was. Now, did they get that from unmasking is going to be the question. Let's continue with the second part about this.
You broke this story with Sarah Carter in March of 2017. We talked at length about this. But right. this is about American citizens. To have a 350% increase in unmasking in 1 year and an election year, and a year that we know that an investigation was rigged, that there right. there was a premeditated fraud, FISA courts to spy on the campaign, spying overseas against the presidential candidate, then spying on a president-elect, then spying on a president. So now it seems to take on greater and greater significance every day.
Yeah, and I think for the investigators who've worked 2 or 3 years, these emails raise a new question. Was her motive in this unmasking to harm Trump? Was her bias against Trump part of the motive for her and her staff to do these unmaskings? We don't know that answer. We should give her the benefit of the doubt until the investigation is complete. But there is clear evidence of bias and anti-Trump sentiment here. And just like we asked of Stroke and Page and the answers we got there, we need to know whether the State Department and specifically the UN ambassador allowed this bias to result in these unmaskings of names.
Okay, so well, John Solomon is putting down the predicate that Samantha Powers, who said, I didn't know anything about all this, it was a staff person that did that, and as he alluded to, so was that a looseness in there, or was that plausible deniability? I think it's the second, plausible deniability. And is Durham going to go in and find out who those people are? If you remember, Trey Gowdy interviewed Samantha Powers. He was still around on the Intel committee a while back. So let's go to Trey Gowdy here talking about this kind of whole thing with Sean Hannity and talking about the... Did I not give you a one?
No, yeah, it starts with Nunes, but... Or...
Oh, yeah, okay, no, you're right. It was... Let's keep it in order then. Keep it in order. Let's do Nunes here.
Evan, I begin with you. You know, it's interesting because we kind of have to sometimes pull back a little bit and start at the beginning. All of this could have been prevented if people listened to your warnings and your admonitions and your article in early 2014 warning that the hostile regime of Vladimir Putin, the hostile actors in Russia, would be doing this very thing. Nobody did a thing to stop this from happening.
Sean, and I thought Jay Sekulow did a great job of running through with the American public and your viewers everything that is starting to come together now. This is all stuff that Trey and I worked on for two years until he left us and went and joined Fox and now wrote a book. But and I'm not faulting him for that, but this is all the pieces of the puzzle are starting to come together. That was how I knew from the beginning that this was all a hoax, was because the Obama administration had not only ignored what the Republicans in the House were telling them to do and our concerns that we were raising about Russia, they weren't even willing to spend the money that we were giving them.
That was a little tidbit I didn't know about. They had given them money to go investigate that, and they never did that. Okay, so now let's go to the second part here. I think this is Trey Gowdy, and he's going to be, what questions would you ask Mueller, Trey Gowdy?
Trey Gowdy, you kind of impressed me a little bit. You're a guy that used to be a prosecutor. I watched you. You've had a lot of good moments. When you drill down into somebody, it usually gets pretty hot for that person because you base things on facts. I want to ask you, what are the main questions you think are unanswered by Robert Mueller? I watched you in Benghazi. I've watched you in some other moments. You're a prosecutor that's never lost the case. What would you ask him? What needs to be answered?
Well, Sean, first of all, thank you very much for having me on. I want you to think in terms of buckets, and I frankly would start, keep in mind, Devin and Jimmy and Ratcliffe only have 5 minutes, so you have to be very strategic and have a pretty narrow goal. Start with bias. You got rid of Peter Strzok because he wanted Clinton to win and Trump to lose, but yet you hired people who wanted Clinton to win and Trump to lose. So how much bias are you willing to put up with? You fired Strzok, but you hired a bunch of prosecutors who felt the same way. Number two, someone needs to ask about this legal issue. If you can resist an unlawful arrest, can you resist an unpredicated investigation, which forces Mueller to go to the origins of this Russia investigation and how much time did he spend siphoning through that? Then I would go to, what did you find? No collusion, no criminal collusion despite 2 years. What did you not find? An indictable offense for obstruction of justice. And then this is a category, and I would encourage Devin and Jimmy to think about this. What did you not bother to look for? Y'all just got through talking about Samantha Power and other people in the American government that may have wanted to influence either an election or an administration. We spent 2 years focused on whether a foreign country was going to influence or interfere with our election. Mueller, did you look at our own government? Did you look at what our own people were doing to maybe put their finger on the scale? Did you interview Christopher Steele? Do you know which Russians were feeding dirt to the American electorate via the DNC? Did you interview Glenn Simpson? Did you interview Jim Comey about why he leaked those memos? So there are five categories. There's bias, the legal issues, what did you find, what did you not find, and then importantly, what did you not even bother to look for?
I thought it was a very good point that he made, that it's all right to resist an unlawful arrest. Is it all right to resist an unlawful investigation? And I think what we're getting here are the seeds of the beginning, and as we're going to pick up out of this, is that this was the plan all along, is to tie Russia and Trump together in hopes of getting something done internally with the players that you already had in place, Comey, McCabe and company, that they could continue all this on. They knew that Strzok was there. They knew Strzok had been in there all this time, was kind of the mole for them. And I think they were going to use him to the utmost. And how much coordination happened? Was there ever a telephone call that happened between any kind of communications between Obama, previous head top people, and anyone within the DOJ, FBI, Peter Strzok and company, or when they destroyed these phones and they wiped them clean, did that erase any of that evidence? News 93.1, we're going to be back right after this. A friend of mine, the tables have turned, yeah, and calls me and then wears that party. That kind of love was the killing kind. So listen, all I want is someone I can't resist. I know all I need to know.
Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American-run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran, or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA-eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
When I passed you. 272-9228, that's where we are. Well, you took me with a glance. Okay, we're going to continue on with Devin Nunes talking about Samantha Powers and unmasking during the transition people. Listen to this.
Let's go to these new developments based on the FOIA request granted to the ACLJ, Devin Nunes, and that would be Samantha Power, 350% increase in unmasking in 2016. That seems excessive to me. My understanding of surveillance and unmasking of American citizens, there are very strict guidelines, and when an American is identified in a phone call with perhaps somebody that we ought to be surveilling, if they're not involved in any nefarious activity, we practice something called minimization. And if the report is written up, the American is not identified. But we do know unmaskings were rare, and they were. Then we had this increase in activity. How does that tie into everything that you investigated as it relates to the so-called collusion that never occurred? But when you factor it in to a rigged investigation into Hillary, in my opinion, and then, of course, a premeditated fraud on the FISA court, not once but four times, that seems problematic.
Probably the two best possible guests you could have on tonight for this question, because I was the one who uncovered through sources that these unmaskings had occurred. So we ran an unmasking investigation. Trey is the right guy to have on tonight, because he's the one who interviewed and ran the interview of Samantha Power. What is just unexplainable in all of this is, you know, how on earth could you unmask this many people? It was hundreds and hundreds of unmaskings. So what I said from the very first day when I briefed the Republicans on the committee, what I couldn't make any sense of is that why there were so many unmaskings of Trump transition officials during the transition time period. And then later, what we know, we can't get into the specifics of it, but there were pieces of those of that intelligence that was leaked. And that's not explainable, and Mueller should have to answer that, too. Did he ever look into all of these leaks?
Okay, so again, if you go back and you Google leaks during the Trump transition, you'll get a ton of hits on that. And it will be everything from chaos within the Trump organization, and what was believed that was happening is New York Times was getting it from somebody within the Trump operation, but the Trump transition staff was very, very small and very much insiders of Ivanka, Jared, Chris Christie, people like that. Chris Christie actually ended up getting fired because of one of the stories that came out talking about how out of control the Trump people were. And how did they know that? Was that somebody throwing it over the transom within it? Or was that this unmasking that happened? And you remember when Nunes went over to the White House and they went to the skiff and looked at some stuff?
Yeah, early on.
That was the unmasking. And he was showing the Trump administration, Trump was president, that your people from the transition got unmasked. Now, it wouldn't said transition. It just said your campaign people.
Right.
Devin Nunes is punctuating it, saying it's much more of the transition, and is that time period. Also remember the meeting that Susan Rice had with James Comey, the president, and talking about, we need to do this by the book. And she wrote the email to herself on January the 20th, minutes before Trump takes office, and then walks out of the White House to leave that as an archival record there, or better known as CYA.
Yes.
So now let's listen to Trey Gowdy talking about the unmasking.
Trey Gowdy, you're an attorney. Our Constitution is the basis, the foundation of our rule of law. Equal justice under the law, equal application of our laws. Very, very important concepts and principles. And more importantly, I think if we don't protect the civil liberties, these tools of intelligence can spy on every single word ever stated by any one American. These are powerful but necessary tools in an evil world, and we entrust, I believe, the best intelligence people in the country, 99% of them, with these powerful tools to protect us. But if they're turned on the American people, or they abuse these powers and they ignore civil liberties and Miranda rights and the proper procedures to obtain a warrant where they would have a right to listen to a conversation, what is the danger?
Well, Devin tried to get some reforms when we did some reauthorizations, and a guy you may have heard of named Schiff from California insisted that those reforms not be part of the reauthorizations. There was a request, an unmasking request, if memory serves me, Devin, the day of the inauguration. So you got people that got 30 minutes left in their service to the country, and they're making an unmasking request? Here's where I lose a little bit of patience. Devin did a great job, but we have the head of the CIA. We have the head of the DNI. We have the head of the NSA. If we still have unmasking questions, we shouldn't have to go to the Hill or Jay Sekulow to get the answers. These are people that we put in position. Right. So, Devin, you ought to be able to pick up the phone and find out what happened with this increase in unmasking requests.
Did you hear what he said, that it happened 30 minutes before the swearing in of Donald Trump? Minutes left in there. You're deciding to unmask things. Who was in the White House at that time? Susan Rice. We know because she was at her computer in her office in the White House and wrote that memo to herself that she knew somebody was going to find. Strictly a CYA. So the question is there any type of communication between Samantha Powers and Susan Rice? What did Susan Rice do before she became NSA director, UN ambassador? What did Samantha Powers do before she became U.S. UN ambassador, NSA advisor?
Yeah, and I always got the impression that the triad was Hillary Clinton, Samantha Power, and Susan Rice, and they were a strong group that really ran the Obama foreign policy. And a question last night, by the way.
Above and beyond the Secretary of State, by the way.
And a question last night that was asked of the Democratic candidates was, do you believe they used this exact language, do we believe we have a responsibility to protect if there's genocide going on in another country? The person who came up with the responsibility to protect doctrine that would only require a UN authorization or something like that was Samantha Power. And so her influence is actually more than I think people realize. And her husband's also very influential, Cass Sunstein, legal scholar, and he ran the regulatory department, a very secretly powerful place in the White House.
Mosquito Shield came over to my house today because I got a company coming in tonight through this weekend. And I want you to have the same comfort I have on my deck. You hear Red Top and I are always talking about being outside. Well, we are. One reason I can do that is because Mosquito Shield has gotten rid of these pesky folks that used to be at my house. Get ready to copy. Levon is his name. Getting rid of mosquitoes is his game. 334-513-2940. 513-2940. Mosquito Shield. Ask for the Dan Morris First Time Treatment Special, $29.95. You're going to love it. Going to be back with Rusty right after this.
When I passed you in the doorway, well, you took me with a glance. I should have took that last bus home, but I asked you for a dance. Now we go steady to the pictures. I always get chocolate stains on my pants. And my father, he's going crazy. He says I
I'm living in a trance.
The Dan Morris Show.
In the moonlight. It's got me in its spotlight. It's all right. Dancing in the moonlight.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad, running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures, I mean everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box stores, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
Steve Rappaport. President Trump on Twitter calling for a delay of the 2020 census after the Supreme Court blocked the addition of a citizenship question for now.
What makes this case interesting is that the court was up against the clock on this one. Even though the 2020 census goes out next year, the forms have to be ready to print by the first week in July. It appears that citizenship question won't be printed by that July deadline.
Fox's David Spunt. In a separate case, the conservative majority ruling federal courts have no role in policing partisan congressional redistricting. Part two of the first Democratic presidential debate coming up.
Party organizers with the Democratic National Committee say Wednesday night's first debate among candidates demonstrated why the party has options for voters. Tonight's round of debates features even more well-known and highly performing candidates: Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, just to name some.
Fox's Evan Brown. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Many folks asking when are the rain chances are going to get better, and I believe that over the weekend we'll start to see better coverage on the storms. But for today, only widely scattered afternoon and evening storms. They will be limited in number. The high temperature today, right around 94. Tonight's low, 73. Tomorrow, high temperature around 93 or so. Scattered storms around, a little bit better coverage. Then Saturday and Sunday with high temperatures in the low to mid-90s. Thunderstorms a little bit more numerous. Still random, but there'll be more storms on the radar roaming around. Then next week, first week of July, look for more intense heat with triple-digit heat indices. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that, a checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.279-228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Rusty. Rusty, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Dan, Joey, hope y'all are doing well.
We're doing great, and you, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm out and about today. It's hot. It's hotter than a $2 pistol out.
I like that.
But I just wanted to pass along to you a little traffic alert. I don't know if you got this, but there is some sort of a problem there at East Chase Parkway and Chantilly. Is that right? Right there at the intersection. We got fire people on the scene, police. I don't know about injuries. I just kind of cruised through there. It looks like somebody was pulling a trailer with a zero turn on it. somebody might have run into them.
Are you talking about where the Renfro's grocery store is?
Yes. Okay. Yes, sir, right there. There's a piece of car out in the middle of the road, and I did, like I say, I don't know about injuries, but they got all kind of, as Jeff Balake says, all sorts of officials and responders on the scene.
The what part is blocked off? Is the East Chase Parkway blocked off, or is the Chantilly Parkway?
It's going to be the Parkway, Chantilly Parkway, because it's right out there in the middle of it.
Well, I appreciate you passing it on to us.
No problem. So if you're going that way, see if you can go somewhere else.
There you go. Don't know, because I tell you, it can be a mess out there.
Yes, indeed. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you. 272-9228, that's where we are. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. Then anybody can get in. We just need your suggestion of what days would you like to see Fresh Market cook ribs next week? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, any or some of those? Just let us know. We'll get your name in a drawing for a slab of ribs cooked deliciously by Fresh Market. Right now, it seems that Tuesday and Wednesday seems to be the big ones there. Also, any caller can get in on Sweet Creek Bar Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Okay, so let's continue on with Sean Hannity here. Sean Hannity is going to have Greg Jarrett, Alan Dukowich, and Sarah Carter. Let's start out with Hannity talking to Greg Jarrett on the Mueller questions that he thinks needs to be asked.
Greg, let's go. Those are 9 powerful questions. I summed them up, but you have a lot more detail.
Well, the most important question was the last one. On May 16, 2016, Mueller's interviewing to replace Comey. Isn't it true that you discussed with the president in the Oval Office with 2 witnesses there the reasons why the president fired James Comey? And if the answer is yes, we did discuss it, that means under the regulations, Mueller was required to disqualify himself and say, I can't take the job because he's a witness in his own case. You can't be a prosecutor and a chief witness simultaneously. So that's very important. But at the top of the list, as you saw, the most important thing is, how could you investigate Russian collusion and interference in the election without investigating how Hillary Clinton's campaign and the DNC paid for Russian disinformation and fed it to the media and the FBI to influence the election? I mean, it's just astonishing to me that there's just a passing reference to the dossier in Mueller's 448 pages.
It really is the, and you're going to hear Catherine Harris after this set of cuts talking about the Republicans are kind of chomping at the bit, which I can confirm in talking to my people that that's the case. Now, Hannity is going to ask Alan Dershowitz on Mueller questions. This is kind of a long answer, but it's very interesting what Alan says here.
You know, Professor, civil liberties are an important point. Greg raises a good question, though. He did investigate FARA violations. He had a very broad mandate, and he did investigate, let's see, taxi medallions and loan applications and, you know, decades-old taxes that weren't paid. By the way, pay your taxes and don't lie on a loan application. Dumb idea. But with all of that said, how do you then miss the dossier issue? How do you then miss lying to a FISA court judge to take away the civil liberties of not only one individual, but spy on a presidential campaign in a multitude of ways, including lying and obtaining a FISA warrant under premeditated false pretenses, committing fraud because you were warned completely that it was unverifiable?
Well, the irony is that all the questions the Democrats want to ask him, he's not entitled to answer. He can't answer any questions involving the investigation of President Trump or his campaign, because that was the essence of the report. They decided there was no case for prosecution, and Justice Department regulations and traditions say that's it. You've decided not to prosecute. Don't do what Comey did. Don't talk about what might have been. Don't say that she was sloppy with her use of the emails. And don't say that President Trump might have A, B, C, CD. You've already said it. But the irony is the questions the Republicans want to ask about all the issues that you and Greg have mentioned are completely appropriate because they're not in the report. And they're entitled to ask him, why isn't it in the report? Why did you pick these people to be in the investigation? What about the Pfizer? What about the Steele dossier? Anything that's not in the report, he can answer.
Professor, you were very clear. He does not have the right
answer
to say, I won't answer that either.
No, he can't say he won't answer that. He's under subpoena, and if the Republicans ask him that question, even though he's in the minority, he has to answer. Now, if he refuses to answer via vote, and they won't vote to hold him in contempt because the Democrats have a majority, but he's obligated as a lawyer and officer of the court to answer any relevant question because he's under oath to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So I think the Democrats, I'm a Democrat. I hate to see the Democrats shoot themselves in the foot, but they box themselves in.
Who would have
They're
ever
gonna
thought
get
that
no
they
answers
would come.
That help them.
Sean Hannity and Professor Dershowitz, although we agree on so much about Israel and the Middle East, et cetera, we really do, but we're fighting for, let's see, civil liberties. You can't unmask American mm-hmm. citizens without a warrant. You can't commit a fraud mm-hmm. on a FISA court. And
but let me
these
tell you what else you can't do. You can't have prosecutors going in front of Congress and explaining why they didn't prosecute the average American. If you have the average American businessman, there's an investigation and he's not prosecuted. Congress now is trying to establish a precedent whereby they can call any prosecutor and say, oh, you didn't charge him. Why not? What about this evidence? Tell us about the other evidence. That undercuts the presumption of innocence. It undercuts the traditions of the Justice Department, and it undercuts the rule of law. Today, it's the Republicans that are victims. Tomorrow, it's the Democrats. The day after tomorrow, it's you and me. Any American can be subject to this if the Democrats establish a precedent allowing a prosecutor to testify about why he didn't charge somebody with a crime.
Doesn't that speak to your libertarian side?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And see, it is so amazing to me that so few people even look at it this way.
Yeah.
It's incredible. And folks, you should be scared to death.
And my libertarian side also says I expect nothing less of Congress. And the Congress is one of those bodies that essentially is above the law in the sense that they make the laws. And so they are all about hauling people in front of them and putting on a show. And that's the part about this that I just kind of hate, is that I understand this is most likely a cynical political play, that they're not going to impeach the president. They just want to drag this out, get their, hot clips that they can share on social media and on cable news without ever doing anything or pulling the trigger. And I think a lot of other Democrats should be upset, too, because this is all just a big show.
Well, I tell you what, this is going to be an interesting topic when you get down to the debate in 4 weeks from now. If this thing is broken, how they're going to answer this. And because a lot of these people are just kind of, this just didn't happen. This is, climate deniers. Well, this is, intelligence community abuse deniers. Let's go to the phones and go to Papa B. Papa B, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan and Joey. Hope y'all are doing well today.
Doing great.
Enjoying your show. Robert Mueller, to me, I never have really liked the guy or trusted the guy, and especially now, he came in to this special counsel's office with everybody touting what a great guy he was, how trustworthy, and oh, don't you know he served in Vietnam?
Yeah, Boy Scout.
Just on and on, slobbering all over the guy, And, of course, now we're seeing what a pathological dung beetle he really is,
Where'd you get that from?
Right out of the thin air. I think you can pretty well see, hey, this guy never has treated anybody fairly. Fairness and rule of law is really not in his vernacular. He has a political agenda. He has a political ideology, and he's been freely exercising that political ideology these many years. We're going to see it, and people are going to see what they want to see or not see what they want to see. They're going to ignore what they don't want to see, or they're going to make you know, take issue with it, and as would I take issue with it. And, but, you know, he's going to end. This is not going to end well for the Democrats. I can't imagine why they would even bring him up to ask him questions, knowing that he's going to have to face some of these questions that really nobody on the Democrat side of the ledger would want to have to see him answer. Except for this. I wonder if this might be just a last-ditch effort to keep Barr from releasing a lot of the stuff that he's planning on releasing. And the DOJ might be saying, wait a minute. You know, you can't release that because it's still, you know, got congressional hearings to go. You think they might be trying to pull that trick then?
No, because I think the stuff that Barr is going to release in the Mueller domain. I think what he's going to do is he's going to raise some questions about Mueller and why he ignored some of the stuff that Barr and Durham have found out and the IG have found out.
Okay. I don't know. You know, I have a tendency to see a conspiracy under everything. It's just me. It's just the way I'm wired. I don't trust them. I never have. And I don't foresee me putting a lot of trust in them ever, really. When I say them, I mean deep state operatives like Mueller and the rest. It seems to me that, you know, they have they've gotten that kind of moniker from me legitimately. And so it's very hard for me to, anything that they do, I'm always thinking, well, why in the world are they doing that? And trying to, you know, view it through that prism. So
you
all have to forgive me if I...
No, let me tell you something. Considering what we're dealing with, I think a healthy dose of skepticism is a good thing here. It's but don't jump to the cabal, to the conspiracy so fast, but be skeptical of all the stuff that you're seeing. Because I'll tell you something, Papa B, it's scary, just that liberty side of me, that somebody would do this, it would take government and use it in this manner. And I tell you one damn thing, is that the Democrats better be really upset about this, just on a libertarian liberty basis, that somebody's liberty would be misused like this. They need to be just absolutely outraged.
They should be, but they aren't. You know, that's how bad off they are, you know, on their political agenda. They should be, but aren't. They can't see the danger that they're really creating for themselves, too, because all of a sudden, well, hey, you know, if it's all right for y'all to do it, it's all right for us to do it, too, ain't it? No, they'll holler and scream about that. You know, so it's not good. It's not a good thing. And Mueller, to my knowledge, based on what I've understood, he let some folks just rot in jail, knowing he had exculpatory evidence of them, of cases that he prosecuted of them, for years. And that's how great an American Robert Mueller is. Andrew Weissman had exculpatory evidence over that senator out in Alaska, but didn't come forward with it. Until, you know, he was forced to. When you got that kind of folks going on that are trying the case and they have exculpatory evidence and they don't turn it over in discovery, man, you've got a level of nemesis there that is just that's what you see in the Soviet Union right there.
Well, one thing they need to do is if they're going to rewrite the special counsel law. One thing is there needs to be a much heavier oversight of the special counsel, because it seems that he could have done anything he wanted to or not have done things he didn't want to. And his answer is going to be, well, it wasn't in my scope of interest. Well, it says that if you see something wrong, you need to go follow that and see if it should be in your scope of interest.
Right, exactly. But no, he didn't do that. And that's what we're up against here. They've got a political agenda. They've got a political bias. They exercise that political bias at every turn in their office in the office, and then they go beyond their scope when they want to. Oh, it's good. They can do that. They can go way beyond their scope. Well, how did this all get started with Flynn, for instance, or what's his name?
Michael Flynn?
No, the guy that they prosecuted.
Papa B, I've got to go to a break, so hang on. I'll come back to you right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
To liberty in our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Final segment of the Dan Morris Show. Let's do this. Let's go back to Papa B. Papa B, welcome back.
I'm just trying to keep it short. Manafort, how did they wind up trying to, expanding the scope to prosecute Manafort? How did they run a counterintelligence operation on Papadopoulos? How did they wind up running a counterintelligence operation on the president, for heaven's sake? Counterintelligence on the president. Unbelievable.
Yeah, well, what we've got to do, though, what we have to do is that needs to come out and be proven. We think that that's what happened. I believe that is what happened. But that needs to get out so the world will know.
I'll say one other thing. It's off that subject. But the citizenship question on the census form, I don't think is dead yet. I think it might still be able to make it onto the 2020 census form. I sure hope so. Because we sure need to know who's in this country and who's not.
Papa B, thanks
all right, guys.
Thanks for telephone call. Let me go to Chad. Chad, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. How are you, my friend?
Dan the man, how are you?
I'm very good.
So I'm up in your paradise of Highland, and which gives me a chance to kind of think through a few things. And I was listening to Papa B's comment about Democrats not caring about these issues. You were talking about libertarian issues of freedom and so forth. Dan, I know you believe this too. I've come to the conclusion that the majority members of the party, of the Democrat Party, they're completely run by emotion. That's why a principle that they believe in today, they'll discard it easily if they have some emotion that drives them the other way. Perfect example of this is, just 6 months ago, they were saying that Trump was making up the crisis on the border. Now they get a shot of a man and a young girl who die on the Rio Grande River, drown on the Mexican side, and suddenly it's a big crisis that Trump started, even though they're the ones who believe in sanctuary cities, they're the ones who want open borders, they're the ones who don't want anybody detained, and they can't see or they won't admit that that's attracting the very person and child that drowned in that river trying to get here. Another example. There's so many examples of how one day they're talking about the deaths of people, and then they'll pass a bill, or they refuse to pass a bill to protect you from infanticide, doctors from killing children who are born alive.
There is no guiding principle for the Democrat Party except emotion. You know, whatever the emotion is driving the day, that's going to be the talking points they're going to have. And we're really now at a battle of ideas, and I think Reagan believed in that. We have to win that battle, because the alternative is not a universe you and I want to live in. You know, in my opinion, anyway.
No, I think you're right. It's I hope that the Republicans and Donald Trump, Team Trump, can articulate that better than what they're doing right now. I think what they're doing is they're talking to a group of people and really resonating to them, but they've got to talk to the people that are going to be turned off by the craziness we saw on the debate stage last night.
Right. They need to explain to people what Medicare for All really means. They yep. need to explain who has to pay for this tuition for all. They need to explain to people what their immigration policy, Democrats' immigration policy, is doing. The very fact that they're all for sanctuary cities until, you know, suddenly Trump says, "Hey, how if I drop all these people off in your town?" "Oh, you can't do that." Well, wait a minute now. These are going to be valuable citizens. These are the people you're defending. You know, they complain about the homeless. And then they pass policies that invite people to set up entire tent cities in 55 blocks of Skid Row in Los Angeles. Now, you've been to either Los Angeles, Seattle, Portland, or San Francisco in the past 2 years. It's depressing. Yeah. I lived out there. I got a brother who lives in the Bay Area. I've watched it go down. It is absolutely it's amazing that they are so interested in protecting the homeless. They are passing out poop mats people so they can avoid stepping in stuff. You know, they don't have any concept of their own citizens and the health and safety and the welfare of the citizens who are taxpayers. You know, and that is the America that Donald Trump needs to show that the Democrats want to impose on everybody. That is their America. Anyway, that's my opinion.
Chad, I want you to have a great time up at the Highlands, my friend.
I will, my friend. You take care. Have a great one.
You too. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show today.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Joey Clark sitting in for Greg Budell the Great. He's next. Adios.